Have you ever wondered why some products effortlessly capture market attention while others, even superior ones, struggle? Consider this. Joshua Bell, one of America's finest classical violinists who sells out 300-seat concerts, played incognito in a Washington, D.C. subway station. Only 7 of 1,070 passersby stopped to listen, netting him a mere $32.17. This wasn't a failure of talent, but of positioning. Without the concert hall context, his extraordinary skill went unrecognized, just as your brilliant product might when positioned poorly. Positioning isn't just marketing fluff. It's the fundamental context that determines whether customers get it, buy it, love it. Weak positioning undermines everything in marketing and sales, like trying to make an omelet with rotten eggs. Strong positioning, however, feels like cheating. Suddenly, everything becomes easier, with the wind always at your back. Most products are exceptional only when understood within their best frame of reference. Without deliberate positioning, customers create their own context, often in ways that hide your product's true strengths or place it in unfavorable comparisons. Despite positioning's importance, there's little practical guidance on doing it well. Traditional positioning statement exercises often reinforce status quo thinking without implementation guidance. We need a systematic approach built on 5 essential components. 1. Competitive alternatives. What customers would do if your solution didn't exist, including indirect options like use a spreadsheet or do nothing. These alternatives become the yardstick for defining better. 2. Unique attributes. Your product's differentiators, capabilities your offering has that alternatives don't, whether technical features, delivery models, or specialized expertise. 3. Value and proof. The benefit you deliver because of your unique attributes. Value claims must be provable through customer testimonials, reviewer assessments, or data. 4. Target market characteristics. The specific attributes making certain customers more excited about your offering than others, beyond just demographics or company size. 5. Market category. The frame of reference helping customers understand your value, serving as shorthand that triggers assumptions about competitors, functionality, and pricing. These components flow logically. Attributes matter only compared to alternatives. Attributes drive value. Value determines target customers, and all these factors influence which market category best frames your offering. When building a positioning strategy, your best fit customers, those who buy quickly, rarely ask for discounts, and refer others, hold the key to understanding what your product truly is. By focusing on these ecstatic fans rather than moderately happy customers, clear patterns emerge that can guide your positioning. For businesses, characteristics like industry and company size aren't enough to identify ideal customers. You need to understand what makes certain customers love your product more than others. If you sell invoicing software, businesses sending many invoices monthly will value you most. If you offer data analysis tools, banks needing rapid security threat identification will appreciate your solution more than general companies with large data volumes. Positioning should be a team effort with cross-functional representation. Each department brings unique customer insights from different touchpoints in the buyer journey. The business leader responsible for the product must drive the effort. Positioning is a business strategy exercise that impacts every department, not just marketing. Most products can serve multiple purposes for different buyers, but we're often blinded by our history with the product. Consider Arm & Hammer baking soda. Invented in 1846 for baking, sales flattened in the 1970s as packaged food rose and home baking declined. By leveraging the product's odor-absorbing properties to reposition it as a refrigerator deodorizer, sales skyrocketed from $16 million to $318 million. Similarly, Clearpath Robotics initially positioned their mobile industrial robots as robots, confusing manufacturers who associated robots with stationary machines performing repetitive tasks. By repositioning as self-driving vehicles for industrial uses and adding car-like design elements, they made their unique strengths immediately obvious, accelerating sales and attracting $30 million in investment. Market confusion often stems from the disconnect between how creators understand a product versus how customers first perceive it. The positioning team must recognize that each member carries different levels of positioning baggage. Founders view the product through its full history, while customers don't. After identifying your ideal prospects, unique attributes, and value proposition, you must choose a market frame that makes your value obvious. There are three main approaches. 1. Head-to-head. Competing directly in established markets requires quickly defending against competitors while demonstrating superior delivery on established criteria. One startup initially positioned as a database, forcing direct competition with Oracle. By repositioning as a data warehouse, they shifted to a market where their analytics capabilities became a true differentiator, enabling premium pricing. 2. Big fish, small pond. Targeting a subsegment requires it be clearly identifiable with specific unmet needs important enough to warrant a specialized solution. Jana Systems transformed from a struggling CRM company to a $1.7 billion acquisition by repositioning from enterprise CRM to CRM for investment banks, leveraging their unique ability to model relationships that resonated with investment bankers. 3. Create a new game. Sometimes new technology creates opportunities for entirely new markets. Eloqua evolved from offering website visitor chat to marketing automation, highlighting their ability to track prospect behavior online for metrics-focused marketers. This shift propelled them from $12 million in 2006 to an $870 million Oracle acquisition in 2012. For positioning to be effective, it must inform all aspects of your business, from branding and marketing to sales, product decisions, and customer success. Create a detailed document breaking down each component rather than relying on brief positioning statements. After completing positioning, develop a sales story that translates it into a practical framework. A good sales story defines the problem you solve, describes current customer approaches, envisions the ideal solution, introduces your product within its category, and outlines your value themes. Positioning changes often reshape product development priorities and pricing strategies. The roadmap for accounting software differs significantly from financial services. Pricing should align with market category expectations, as when Jana raised prices after repositioning as CRM for investment banks. Review positioning every 6 months or after major market events, like new competitors, regulatory changes, or economic shifts that alter customer priorities, as products and markets continually evolve. Any product can be positioned in multiple markets. The key is identifying which positioning creates the most value. Great positioning requires intentional effort to understand market dynamics, customer needs, and competitive landscapes. Companies like Slack succeeded because they deliberately positioned themselves as the solution to email overload. The Joshua Bell Subway experiment illustrates positioning's impact perfectly. Despite his extraordinary talent, the context, his positioning, prevented people from recognizing his value. Similarly, poor product positioning forces prospects to work unnecessarily hard to understand your value proposition. By breaking down positioning into core components and aligning your offering with customer needs and market opportunities, complex products become intuitive and overlooked services become indispensable. This approach requires ongoing refinement as markets evolve, but the principle remains. Strategic positioning transforms good products into must-have solutions by making their value immediately apparent to the right customers.